I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
So yesterday in Washington, there was a hearing, or I guess it was a hearing, yeah. There was testimony from Mark Zuckerberg, who is the CEO of Facebook and Instagram. And it was him being kind of grilled about something, and it took a back seat in the news. And it's really upsetting, and I think that it should be talked about. Because what came out was that Facebook, which owns Instagram, did an internal research project on the effects of Instagram on teenagers and found some extraordinarily disturbing data. And they kept it secret for 2 years. And it leaked, which is why they had it. So now people are talking to Mark Zuckerberg about this and, like, what do you plan on doing about it? And what they found out was that 32%, so, like, basically one in every three teenagers, specifically teenage girls, said that Instagram makes them feel bad about themselves. It gives them a terrible sense of their self-worth and how they look and how they appear. And then it just continues to get worse and worse and worse. 32% of teen girls said they felt bad. This is the from the hearing. And Instagram made them feel even worse than they already did. Teens blame Instagram for increases in the rate of anxiety and depression. Sometimes it's pushing it. They also have data on how far it pushes them to suicidal thoughts at times.
Oh, my God.
But it was interesting to see what they drilled down into. And it was a lot of trouble coming from those face filters. Because, yeah, face filters are sometimes ridiculous, where there's flowers around your head, or look at me, I've got a funny hat on. But then most of them, though, are not funny. And most of them are these very subtle things where it'll slim your face or it'll blur under your eyes or fix up your complexion. And they said that has such a negative impact on the mental state of human beings, but especially teenagers whose brain is still not done being developed. It's so that that when they do that, they become so accustomed to it that when they see them actually how they look in a mirror or in a picture that doesn't have a filter, they hate themselves. Like, they take it so far that they hate themselves. And what they're seeing is that, I know kids nowadays don't remember this, but when I was a kid, the big corporate enemy was a company called Philip Morris. And Philip Morris made cigarettes. And I know that, especially out here, it seems like almost nobody smokes cigarettes anymore. When I was a kid, everybody smoked cigarettes. Everybody. And they found out that Philip Morris did internal research, knew exactly how addictive cigarettes were, and they didn't care. And they would do things sometimes, not to make cigarettes healthy or anything like that, but to almost make it more addictive. And what they're finding out now is the Philip Morris of today is Facebook. And they know exactly how addictive it is. They know exactly how damaging it is, and they don't care. And they're trying to make more money by making it almost more addictive. Because when Mark Zuckerberg was pressed, what are you going to do about this? His response was, yeah, we're going to look into reworking the algorithm so that it points these teenagers to maybe better things to look at other than things that make them feel bad. And it's like, A, why haven't you done it for 2 years?
Yeah.
B, you sound disingenuous as hell. And three, we don't trust you to make us look at other things. Like, what are you going to do to regulate this?
Can I say something, though? Like, I can't believe I'm going to say this in defense of Mark Zuckerberg. But no S to everything you're saying. We didn't need some sort of congressional panel to tell us that social media is unhealthy for kids. We've known this, and if it's bad, we've especially known it's bad for teenage girls. And how about as parents, we stop letting our kids have social media?
You're the only parent that I know of teenagers that doesn't let their kids have social media.
Well, listen up, everybody. They haven't shrunk it up or dissolved and blown away with the wind. My kids are still living despite having social media.
If what you're saying is true, because I know that, you know that.
That's why my kids... Hold on,
though. What I'm saying is, if that was the case, there wouldn't be any teenagers on social media. It's that parents either A, don't know, or B, don't care.
Okay, it's not Mark Zuckerberg's fault if parents don't care.
If Mark Zuckerberg has a product that is so bad for children.
Right.
Because you know what Facebook and Instagram are working on right now? Instagram for kids.
What?
They're getting ready to launch an app sometime soon for Instagram for kids. And it's like... What? Like, I think the hearing wasn't to find out information. It was to press Mark Zuckerberg into, like, you know you have a harmful product. Why aren't you doing anything about
it? Okay, you're right. If you know you have a harmful product, then stop putting out a harmful product.
But parents need to be responsible, too.
But for God's sake, I am the dumbest person I know. Okay.
You know some dumb people.
Well, like, educationally, I'm pretty bad. Okay. I've got some street smarts, but that's about it. I have known for a very long time that social media gives everybody a false sense of what other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't really take social media very personally when I see somebody like living their best life, because I assume, well, you're only giving me the best parts of your life.
Yeah.
I know that nobody's life is perfect. So, like, right. I'm not going to stress over this. I also know that kids don't know that. So that's why my oldest had to be almost 17 years old before she could have any social media platform. And that will be the case for my other girls, unless even at that age, I feel that they can't handle it. And you would be blown away at how many parents have said to me this exact phrase. I don't know how I can tell them they can't have social media if I have social media.
Yikes.
What?
Yikes. Really?
Oh, my God.
What, like, about alcohol?
More than... when I say that, they say, well, that's illegal for kids. I can tell my kids they can and can't have whatever the F I want.
So, okay, first of all, yes, you're right. And second of all, that was my takeaway yesterday. Why is this a legal thing for kids under the age of 18 to have? We don't do it with cigarettes. We don't do it with vaping. We don't do it with alcohol. We don't do it with cars. So wait a second.
There are some good things that can come from social media.
There are. But if 1 in 3 teenage girls are getting their wiring in their brain reworked so that they hate themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point in some cases of suicide, it's not healthy to let them have. There's some good things that come out of alcohol. There's some good things that
like
come
what?
Out. I mean, writing. I've written some great stuff while you're.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Well, what's some good stuff that comes out of social media?
I mean, you can see what people on the other side of the world are doing, and you would have never been able to.
You can do that without social media.
Well, not as easily.
Not as easily, but you can still do it.
Relationships with people in third world countries.
But I mean, you can have a really good time with alcohol too. You know, I mean, one
seems infinitely healthier than the other.
Physically, what we found out was mentally, it's still kind of dangerous. So I don't know. I mean, I'm totally in support of doing what you do, but on a legal level and making social media illegal for kids under the age of 18.
I have
text in to 73389 if you agree or disagree with that.
I have failed my children in so many ways.
So many.
And Gavin has said many times, I have no reason to save for college. I have every reason to save for therapy. Mm-hmm. And that is true. Mm. Mommy eats in bed. You know, mommy takes a 3-hour nap. Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I try to cut down on my carbs. the best thing I've ever done for my kids is go, yeah, I don't think that is age appropriate. I don't like that people can say unfiltered things to you. I don't like that you can see things that I don't think that you should be seeing, or that people can criticize you or pick you apart, or you can get a false sense of what other people are doing in their lives. So when I think you can emotionally handle that, that is when you can have social media. And they haven't perished yet.
Text into 73389 if you agree that social media should be something that just kids under the age of 18 just cannot legally have, like cigarettes or vaping or alcohol or driving a car or lots of other things, pornography, lots of things, okay? I'm just curious if people agree, because some people are texting, it's not Mark Zuckerberg's fault, it's both. It's parents need to take responsibility, but also Mark Zuckerberg knows how harmful his product is and just continues to cultivate the harm.
I think if you're old enough to drive a 3-ton vehicle that could run me over, I think it's okay for you to have social media. That's kind of where, once Eva was legally could drive, that's where I went, okay, I think I'll trust you with social media too.
By the way, coming up next, we're going to tell you what in the... we're going to tell you...
Are you okay?
Sorry about that. I got distracted by text messages. Keep them coming in. What is a weird thing that smells so good to you? Maybe other people are like, ugh, gross, but you love the smell of it. Text or call us at 766-1065 and let us know, because we're going to dive into what in Katie's house smells weird, but she loves it so much.
106.5 The End.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,